Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this morning's brief update from January the 12th, 2026. My name is David Clark, money analyst here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. Friday's action positive for most of the indices we follow on the video. Commodities led the way to the upside with crude up over 2%, gold up just shy of a percent there. Saw the NASDAQ 100 lead U.S. equities up a percent there. International equities in positive territory, but a little bit of mix there as we saw developed markets outperformed emerging. And the only thing really in slightly negative territory, we saw GSG there, broadly speaking, along with the NDW currency index. As far as chart action for crude goes, we ultimately saw that big up day, but didn't see much additional chart action there. We at the moment see it down pre-market this morning, so we'll keep an eye out for a potential reversal below 56 if we were to see that. As for gold on its 20-point per box chart, we saw it reverse back into X's with Friday's action. Did give another buy signal on the shorter-term 10-point per box chart there, but a move above 4,500 would be a fifth consecutive buy signal on this 20-point per box chart for gold. As far as U.S. equity indexes go, we did see the Dow Jones Industrial Average reverse back into X's. Is there at 49,400, putting in support there in the upper 48,000 level. At this point, has maintained a buy signal since early December. We've seen most of the chart action in recent weeks out coming from the Dow as well as the Russell 2000. RUT moving to a new all-time high with a move above 2620 during Friday's trading. So worth keeping that in mind. Then looking on to indicator action. We do see the BP for the NYSE moving back to bull confirmed status there at 60%, matching its prior high mark from July there. At the moment, we had seen it be bear confirmed, sort of showing a generally decreasing bullish percent since November, but have seen that rebound now ultimately and move back to where we were residing back in November of 20, or pardon me, July of 2025. Got my months mixed up there. As for the PT, also returning to bull confirmed status, moving above 58. In this case, we had actually seen the PTB bear confirmed since January of last year, ultimately rebounding off of those lows, seeing a brief pullback in November, and then now residing and moving back higher. So we're at our highest level we've seen since late 2024 on that PT chart. As far as individual stock action goes, we see Walmart up this morning, trading near 118, showing the potential of reversing back into X's and giving a second consecutive buy signal along with an all-time high if it maintains there once trading opens. It's coming after they announced a launch of more drones, beefing their delivery service, and ultimately that's sending shares higher. We see Capital One, along with American Express, trading lower this morning. We talk about Capital One, though, because it's the one that's down more. This comes after it had been made an announcement or sort of a ultimatum, if you will, that credit card companies cap interest rates at 10%. So interesting on that front, or as far as loans go. So looking at that, we see COF reversing down here, or showing the potential of reversing down almost 8% this morning, trading in the range around the 230 range, which would pull it roughly back to the middle of the trading band here, sort of prior resistance, if you will. So from a technical perspective, some level of health to this pullback, but it is quite abrupt and one that many will probably keep an eye on fundamentally, especially for an American Express. Moving on to earnings action this week, we'll talk about two because there's going to be many others that we get to talk about this week. Delta Airlines, DAL, being one, reporting tomorrow on the 13th, currently a 4 for 5er, gave a second consecutive buy signal during last week's trading there at 73, put in some support there at 69, but then sort of looking to maybe prior resistance in the lower 60s here as the next level of support there for Delta. And then JP Morgan Chase, sort of being the big bank, highlighting on Tuesday, at the moment has maintained a buy signal since November and gave a second consecutive one in December as it's rallied up to new all-time highs there with action early last week there at 336. I've seen shares pull back a little bit here, but again, a pullback to 320 wouldn't be too all surprising there, just pull back to those prior breakout levels. But note, we have pretty notable support starting at 300 going to the mid 280s there for JPM. But again, we'll talk about quite a few others as earnings picks up this week. And as always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.